Siman and Aleph. Just go through some of the review of some of the lachas of Siman and Aleph. Baruch Hashem, Siman and Aleph for the Tzibra, I think, was a little bit easier than some of the other Simanim that we've done. So it should be fairly clear. Just go through some of the points. So we're talking about the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, which is interesting bracha. It's a bracha which we have a Masara that it was Niskam Adan Shanet Knesset Gedoyla based on a petek which fell down from Shemayim. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. So with this Masara, it's still not mentioned in the Gemara. So that creates some coolers in regards to the status of the bracha. It's because of the chashivas, the fact that it was this kind of Knesset Gedoyla. It's based on this petek, so a person should say it standing up. And the minhag is to hold. There's a minhag to hold two sitzes, two front sitzes. When you say the bracha and you finish saying the bracha, you kiss your sitzes. So the Shulchan Aruch says if a person finishes the bracha before the chazan finishes saying the bracha, when the chazan says the bracha, or anybody else here say the bracha, you would answer amen. The chiddush of that is it's not considered a hafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah that what you're doing afterwards. A person says hamoitzi, and I said finish saying hamoitzi, and I'm about to eat. And the person next to me says hamoitzi. I don't answer amen. It's a hafsik. It's between my bracha and my eating. Over here, it's between my bracha and saying the baruch sha'amar, saying psukah de zimra. But since amen is a shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's really the topic of psukah de zimra is praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's not considered a hafsik to answer amen in between the bracha of the Melech Mulam Atish Mechois and saying Psukah de Zimra. A person finishes at the same time as the Chazan. A person does not answer Amen in that situation because it looks like you're saying Amen al Birchaz Atzma. You wouldn't say Amen in that situation. Let's say he did not finish yet. He's holding behind the Chazan. So do you answer? So if you're holding the first part of Baruch Hashem, which is the before we get to the words Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakeil, etc. The first part, you would answer amen. But if you're holding already in the paragraph, which starts with the bracha, the bracha part, so specifically to the bracha Baruch Sha'amar, you do not answer amen. Right? So it's considered bamsa bracha. You don't answer amen. But that halacha, the Mishabura, the Bir halacha explains that's only halacha in regards to the bracha Baruch Sha'amar. Because there was not nizkir in the Gemara, so we have a mamon of Shah. And the tzad that it is a bracha, it's emsa bracha, you don't answer amen. If it's not a bracha, what are you saying amen for? But it can't be any other bracha, which is vaday chayiv in a bracha, and it's vaday, there's a mitzvah of saying amen. So we do not say baruch shomer, which is not nizkir in the Gemara, should prevent you from saying amen. So a person hears any other bracha in the middle of that paragraph, he answers amen. If he hears the bracha of Melech Mulam Atish Mechois of Baruch Sha'amar, he does not answer amen. But any other bracha, he would answer amen. Legabi Yishtabach. So Yishtabach is a bracha smucha l'chaverta, which means that we look at Baruch Sha'amar as the first bracha, and we look at Yishtabach as the second bracha. So just like in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, Abba Rabba does not start with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, but it's considered a bracha, it's bamsa bracha, because it's smucha to the bracha of Yetzer HaMoiris, the bracha before of Yetzer HaMoiris. So therefore, it's considered bamsa bracha, beginning from the words Yishtabach Shimcha, the Bir Halacha says. So, the same thing, Yishtabach also has this same dichotomy. It's mentioned in the Yerushalmi, but not in the Bavli. So, you do not answer amen to Yishtabach, starting from, if you hear somebody finish Yishtabach ahead of you, you do not answer amen if you're holding ready in the paragraph of Yishtabach, starting from the word Yishtabach Shem Kol Amokeinu. Regards to all the brachas, you would answer. If you're ready holding by the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mulam Atish Mechais, you're holding Baruch Atah Hashem, you hear somebody say another bracha, you don't answer amen because you're holding in the middle of a sentence. And that's going to be a calculate your sentence. The same thing by Yishtabach. If you're holding by Baruch Atah Hashem, Kemelech Kedobat Yish Mechayis, that's mamash in the middle of a sentence, then you don't answer Amen. But if you're holding in the paragraph, you would answer Amen, except for to the bracha of Yishtabach. Now, Yishtabach also in the Gaya, if you're ahead and somebody's saying Baruch Shomer, you would not answer Amen. And vice versa, the same thing would be true if you're saying Baruch Shomer and somebody's saying answering Yishtabach, you're saying Yishtabach, you would not answer Amen to his bracha in the middle of your Baruch Shomer. A person should not speak, the Shulchan Aruch says, once a person starts Baruch Sha'amar, a person should not speak till after Shemoneh Esrei, and the Mishabura adds till after Tachanun. So you're not supposed to speak in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. person is not supposed to speak between Yishtabach and the end of Yishtabach and the beginning of Birchas Kriyishma. Person does not speak during Birchas Kriyishma, obviously not during Shemoneh Esrei. And also, Mr. Burr points out, you should not speak between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun either. Person should not be mafsik. Tachanun is considered clear in the Rambam, etc. The Tachanun is considered an extenuation of Tefillah, the act of being Noifel L'Apayim, etc. So that is considered, each person should not be mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. There are some scenarios where a person does interrupt Pesukah Dezimra to say, and there's some situations where you do not say. So Amen is said in any bracha, so you would answer in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, a person would answer Amen. The only thing which is important to point out, a person should try and do it in a place where it's not breaking a thought, not in the middle of a sentence, because you don't want to be makapa your sentence. You try and, you know, if you hear a person about to say, finish a bracha, you want to answer Amen, so you should try and finish off the sentence. You should get those, they're not in the middle of a thought. Baruch Hu Rishma, you do not say in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. A Birchas Hodah, a person goes to the bathroom, a person would say Asher Yatzar, it's basically the same topic as Pesukah Dezimra, so not considered a hafsik. That's the topic here. A person hears thunder, a person hears lightning, a person would say brach on thunder and lightning in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. A difference between Asher Yatzar and thunder and lightning. Asher Yatzar, it's preferred to, if you can get to Emsa Perek, we'll see what Emsa Perek is in a moment. You should do that. Thunder lightning, you do not do that, because it's the bracha is immediately, so you lose the bracha, but you try to get to Emsa Perek. But Asher Yatzar, a person should wait to Emsa Perek to say Asher Yatzar. Moedim Drabanan, a person, he's behind or he's ahead by the next minion, whatever, right? So he gets to Moedim and Chazar Sashatz, he says Moedim Drabanan, he says the whole paragraph. That's different than in Birchas Kriyishma. A person also answers Moedim Drabanan, but over there he only says three words. Moedim Anachnu Loch. He says with the Tiber, Moedim Anachnu Loch. But in Pesukah Dezimra, a person would say the full paragraph of Moedim. A person gets to, if is behind, let's say, and the Tiber gets the Kriyishma during the Kriyishma, not the Kriyishma of Karbonis, but the Kriyishma of in Yerzamer, in the Birchas Kriyishma. So the person should say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad with the Tzibur, that Pasuk. The person interrupts and says Shema Yisrael. Let's see, a situation comes up, a person starts Pesukah Dezimra and then realizes that by the time he gets to Shema, he'll be after the Zman of Birchas Kriyishma, Zman of Shema. It'll be too late to say Shema. So a person can interrupt in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra and say all three paragraphs of Shema under that circumstance. Obviously, you're hoping not to be in that situation, but that would happen. A person would interrupt and say all of Shema. Kaddish. So a person answers the first Amen. You should obviously say Shmei Rabbah, Amen. Men Yesher Rabbah. He does not say Brichu. The Amen of Damiron Ba'oma, a person does say. Now, regards to the three Amen, the two or three come after, they Shlomo Rabbah, and it's a Shalom or Tiskabel. So Shlomo Zalman said that a person should not answer Amen of those. Those are really just a Hesafa. They're not Mikir Adin. It's not a Bracha. It's only a Hesafa. A person does not answer Amen to those three Brachas, or Shlomo Zalman says. Or Moshe actually has a Tshuva where he says, you'd answer, interestingly enough, he holds, you'd answer Amen to Tiskabel, and not to Yisrael Shalom, and not to Yehesh Shlomo Rabbah. But the Tiskabel, the person would answer, because that's part of that was part of the bakasha of tefillah, was that we should discover. So that's part of the nusach tefillah. Person would answer Amen to that. The other ones are just minhag ba'alma. He wouldn't answer. So you have two minhagim, two shitas on that. Kedusha, person would interrupt and say kedusha. He says only the psukim of kedosh, the baruch kavod Hashem yimkaymoi, and also the pasuk of yimloi. This is also different than during Birchas Kriyishma. During Birchas Kriyishma, a person would answer if he's holding behind. The Tzibur gets to Kedusha. So he says the Pasuk of Kadosh, the Pasuk of Baruch, the Pasuk of Yimloch, he does not say, he should just listen to the Chazan saying it to be Yotze with that. But by Pesukah Dezimra, he would say all three Pesukim. Person would say, says, answers Baruch in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. Interesting halacha, on Rosh Chodesh, where the Hallel, which is said on Rosh Chodesh, is only a minig. We call it Chatzi Halal. It's only a minute around the last day, Chol HaMoed, the last days of Pesach, where the Halal is only a minute. The Mishabura Paskins and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that if he's holding behind and the Tzibur gets the Halal, he should say Halal with the Tzibur in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. He does not say the bracha Rishona of Sheikh Shabbos Sivan Olikroy as a Halal. He does not say the bracha Achrona of Yahalucha. he uses the bracha Baruch Sha'amar and the bracha of Yishtabach as the bracha Rishayna and the bracha Achrayna of Hallel. That's not true when your person says a Hallel Sholem, the first 2 days of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Chanukah, where a person says the full Hallel, there the person should not do that because you're losing the bracha. So a person should say Pesach Zimmer correctly, through Shemoneh Esrei, and then say Hallel at that point in time. But since it's only a minig to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and it's questionable, that fact that we say a bracha on Hallel itself is already questionable, so you're already holding in Sukkot Zimmer, which has a bracha before, a bracha after, and the topic is exactly the same, praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Psukim, etc., you would say Hallel with the Tzibur at that point in time. A person did not have Talis and Tefillin beforehand, he putting on his Talis and Tefillin during Sukkot Zimmer, he would make a bracha on the Talis and the Tefillin. One place which is important to point out, you should not interrupt between the end of Sukkot Zimra and Yishtabach, because there's a connection over there, they're supposed to be connected. So a person, in that situation, they brought on the Talis and Tefillin at that point in time. Person would wait till after he says Yishtabach and then say Brach and Talis and Tefillin at that point in time. It's also relevant to place where they were davening early, and it was too early for Zman Talis and Tefillin before Pesukah Zimra. Pesukah Zimra can be said before Alois, but before Mishayakar for sure. And they wait by Yishtabach, they're going to put on Talis and Tefillin, so you would say Yishtabach and then put on Talis and Tefillin. The only exception is the Chazan. The Chazan should not be mafsik between Yishtabach and the Kaddish. So he puts on Talis and Tefillin before Yishtabach, says Yishtabach, and then goes straight into the Kaddish. But everybody else should say Yishtabach first, and then put on Talis and Tefillin. If a person started from Sefer Zimra and then realizes he did not say Birchos HaTorah, he forgot to say Birchos HaTorah, so a person would interrupt Sefer Zimra and say Birchos HaTorah at that point in time, because you're not supposed to say Sefer Zimra without saying Birchos HaTorah. So a person should say Birchos HaTorah. Now, regards to saying the Psukim with it, so Mikra, then really one pasuk should be sufficient. The Shabbos seems to say you can say the psukim also. All three psukim, but really Mikra, then one would be enough. Let's say a person gets called to the Sefer Torah during Pesukah Zimra. The person is again, he's behind, let's say maybe he's ahead, and he's the only Kayan available, the only Levi available. So he can be, in that situation, he would be called to the Sefer Torah, even in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, and he goes up, and he reads with the Chazan, he reads with the Balkari together the Kriya. This is different than during Birchos Kriya Shema. During Birchos Kriya Shema, a person is a Kohen or a Levi, gets the Aliyah. He does not read with the Baal Kare. He relies on Shemaya Ka'ayna. But during Pesukah Zimra, he would read with the Baal Kare. Let's say a situation comes up that a person is the only person available who can lay in the Sefer Torah, and he's holding the middle of Pesukah Zimra. He would interrupt to read the Sefer Torah for the Tzibur. And that's actually true even in the middle of Birchos Kriya Shema. Also, the cover of the Sefer Torah and the cover of the Tzibur, he would interrupt Birchos Kriya Shema and read from the Sefer Torah to be much to the Tzibur in that situation. Kaddish Yosem, interesting question which comes up. A person's holding the Pesukah Zimra and they get he's ahead or something, even they realize he's supposed to say Kaddish. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that a person in that situation can interrupt to say Kaddish. The Lomas Bain, usually a person saying Kaddish, it's called for parents. He's saying Kaddish for parents. So the Kibbut Av Aim. So when you're mafsik, a mikra, then you're mafsik in the middle of Pesukah Zimra for covet for somebody else. You're mafsik in the middle of Pesukah Zimra for the covet of the parent to be able to say that Kaddish. Interesting then. That's the relevant person has it done by a quick early minyan, which goes quickly, and he has a chiyuv to say Kaddish, so he'd want to go ahead. So he'd be allowed to interrupt in the middle of that situation, and it's almost considered like why are you not saying Kaddish? That's an element of kamata bizoyan for the parent. So a person would be mafsik to say the Kaddish in that situation. If a situation where a person has to be mafsik, these type of situations, where a person is able to get to Ben HaProkim, he should go to Ben HaProkim. If not, he would be mafsik. Otherwise, a person should try to get to Ben HaProkim. What's considered Ben HaProkim? So Mishabura has a long list of what's considered Ben HaProkim. Obviously, between in the Halalukos, each paragraph has its own paragraph, and that's considered Ben HaProkim. In Vayavaruch, the paragraph of Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, which really is a conglomerate of different psukim of the chasimas the chasimas of in the Sefer Tilim. There are different sections of the Sefer Tilim, and each one of them ends with this pasuk. When we take the four of them, and that acts as the Chasima of Pesukah Zimra, which is the end of Sefer Tilim. So we say those four psukim are considered one unit. There's an interesting halacha that Mishnah Berurah says based on that they're considered a concept of a Chasima, And so therefore, in a case a person has to be mafsik and he knows, it's a person has to go out to the bathroom in the middle of Sukkah Zimra. So a person should say those four psukim and then be mafsik, because that's like a chasima on what you said until now. And then when he comes back in, he should say those four psukim again. Right? Those psukim, it should say four those, and then start say it again when you say a shir, go to the bathroom and say a shir tzar, and then say Baruch Hashem Le'olam again as a psicha for the remaining psuk that you're going to say. So that's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says on that. The parak by Yevarach David, so till the parak by Yevarach David till the Shem Tivratecha is actually psukim from it's one set of psukim, and then Atah Hu Hashem the Maimazim is another set of psukim. So that's each one is in between. That's called the Sinner Ben Aprakim, and from Vayosha, even though the Chazan calls it out, etc. That's really all part of one parak. It's all part of the Shira, and that's all considered one parak. Before that, so that's from Ashrei and onwards. It's pretty clear. Before that, so the beginning of Haidu also is the beginning of Haidu till Amen VaHalel Hashem. That the Rebbe called Amen VaHalel Hashem. That is. It's all a quote from Zivra Yamim. That's all one. Then to Ois until Baruch Alakim, Kelakomis till Al Gayim, Nafshet Chiksa Ad Yichal Nuloch, Yishem. So all that is considered. Each one of those in between that is the Rebbeinu Prakim. Yishem until Hashemayim Kavoidoy, and that and all those everything else is just gathered psukim, and all that's the Rebbeinu Prakim. The pasuk of Hashem Melech, Hashem Yulech, which is not a pasuk. There's no such pasuk at all. Tanakh. It's actually three different psukim put together. But I'll pee the Kabbalah. It's considered very chomer that they go together. A person should not be mafsik in those three. There's actually that's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Kavachayim brings it down. Actually, that after you say Hashem Melech, you could be mafsik. But the Mishnah Berurah brings you should not be mafsik between any of those. Some diukim and how to in the pesuk of Zimra. So when you say kikolo lehayo amim elilim v'Hashem shemayim osa, so a person should pause between elilim and Hashem. You shouldn't put the name of Avodah Zorah right next to Hashem. Kikolo lehayo amim elilim v'Hashem shemayim osa. Mishavur also points out that's the Shulchan Aruch says. Mishavur points out between. That key, between the words ki and lechol, between the words amim and elilim, between the words shemayim, and also a person should also give a slight pause. A person should be careful when he says the pasuk pesach yudach to have kavana. If a person does not have kavana when he says pesach yudach, he wasn't thinking what he's saying. Right? So then a person should repeat it. You don't say a pasuk just on the middle of nowhere. So he should repeat, if he's already finished the paragraph, he should repeat it from there to the end of the paragraph. All the psukim, all the way to the end of the paragraph. If a person didn't have kavanah, and he realized he went further, he said other kapitel already. So in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, if he doesn't have time to go back, so he should say it after davening, from Pesach Tzedekah to the end. So Rav Moshe learns up in the Mishnah Berurah holds his halacha, all these paragraphs are then El Sed El Seder. He says, you don't have to go back. It means you're going to say Pesach till the end of that paragraph and the next paragraph and the next paragraph means it all has to be said El Seder, Mishnah Berurah. That's what Mershal ends up in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Kiddush that Mershal himself actually in the Tshuva seems to say it's not Ma'akev, and he would suggest in that situation you could say it. So this is relevant in a different situation. It's relevant to say a person, we'll talk about next set of halachas, a person came late and he skips. So he skipped and he realized he has a little bit extra time. So what does he do? So he should say some more. Well, how do you do that? It wasn't said El Seder. So Mershal is not Ma'akev. Saying El Seder is not Ma'akev. In that situation, she put in what you're able to put in. A person should stand, we mentioned a person should stand for Baruch Shamar, Vayivarach David, and Yishtabach. Now, regards to Nishmas and Shabbos, Shir Shlomo Zalman says, and this is the minig, some places have the minig, that Nishmas, from the Gemara's Masha, the Nishmas becomes the hamshik into Yishtabach, calls all one bracha. So a person should stand from Nishmas through Yishtabach. That's how the Shlomo Zalman says. That's actually the minig entails. That's how they do it. Most places seem to not do that. They learn Yishtabach as Yishtabach, and they sit till Yishtabach, Nishmas, they sit. The pasuk of Hashem Melech, Mishnah Berurah says on Shabbos, a person should stand. That others bring it down even during the weekdays. Mizrul Asoida, because all of the shiras are also to be spatel, except for shiras taira. And when Mashiach comes, the shiras taira will remain the only shir that we say. It has a chashibas to it. There are some people who have a minute to stand for the Kitzur Shechonar. Mishabur doesn't mention it, but their Hachaim and the Kitzur Shechonar both mention a person stands for Mizul Asayda. The Shechonar says you should not say Pesukah Zimmer quickly. Mishabur adds you should say it as if you're counting money. So how long is that? How long should it take? Okay, you're sitting down, right? Okay, so the Shechonar Karav and the Prima Gadol both say it should take a half an hour. For Baruch Shamar, to Yishtabach, should take a person a half an hour. Now, I think the Pshat is in those days, they didn't have so much money, so they counted their money very slowly, because it was very valuable to them. Nowadays, you count money very quickly. You go to the bank, they have the machine that does it very, very quickly. Like, the machine numbers does it very quickly, so we're like the machine, and we do it very quickly. But the Prima Gadol is Musik of Pesukah Zimra for Baruch Shamar, to Yishtabach, took him a half an hour. So you get an idea of what they meant when they said, don't say it in Marutza. Now, I want to point it out that Al Pi Kabbalah, it's called Pesukah Zimra because it's the word Zimra, which means song, also means to cut. The Malach on Shabbos, one of the Malachas is told, is Zimra, which means to cut something. What is it cutting? So it says it's cutting through all of the klipas of Tuma, which are preventing our tefillos to go up to Shemayim. So the Pesukah Zimra cuts through those things. So the Zohar says, a person who says it's been Marutza, what happens is that the klipas are not cut, and now he gets an aveira for not doing that because the tefillos are not giving instead of giving kaiach to the sada kedusha, they're giving kaiach to the sada sitra achar chas v'sholem. So by him saying it b'merutza, he's an aveira against himself because he didn't give it the kaiach that it needs to cut through the klipas. So it's not poshut to say it quickly. The person should understand that it's not a simple idea. A person should say Pesukah Zimra as give himself the time, you know, to come early to be able to say it with properly. Okay, one, just the Mishnah Berurah goes through some of the Dukim in Shiras Hayam to say it properly, so that the Mikamurcha Bo'elim Hashem Mikamurcha Nedar B'Kedush Rossi Lo Sosefela. So he says that we have it twice in that pasuk Mikamurcha. So the first one, the Chaf, is Refuya. There's no doubt in it. Mikamurcha. The second one is Mikamurcha with a negation in it. So Yidmu Ka'oven, the Chaf is the Gusha. Person should interrupt between give a pause between the word Mayim and the word Adirim. Mishabur also points out when you say that you say the on Shabbos Kolatzei Tamarin Hashem Mi Chamoicha over there the Chaf is also roughly. Mishabur also mentioned a few points about the cases where you talk about a Dalad the Gusha or a Gimel which is the Gusha. I didn't mention them because at least for the Ashkenazim we don't pronounce them differently. For some Sfaradim do, and that they are relevant for them, but for the Ashkenazim it's not relevant. Again, I want to stress again this point. If a person, let's say, is ahead of the chazan, and he finishes Shiras Hayam, he should not wait to say Yishtabach. He should say Yishtabach right away. Yishtabach is the end of Pesukah Zimra. So a person should not interrupt between the end of Shiras Hayam and Yishtabach. And then the chazan will say it. So it's actually Al Pi Kabbalah also that the last letter of which we say in Hashem Echad or either you say Shema, it's Hashem, right? It's Hashem Echad or Shema Echad. The last letter is a Dalad. The first letters of Yishtabach are Yud and Shin. So it's the same Shakai. So there's a connection between the last part of Shiras Hayam and the beginning of Yishtabach is the same Shakai. Hashem Echadosh Baruch Hu. Person should not interrupt between them. Person goes straight into that. The person says Shiras Hayam with. He should say it with kavana, as if he was there. And a person says Shir Hayam with simcha, as if he's celebrating the fact that Klai Yisrael was saved, etc. Meichlin loy kol avanoisav. So the person gets a mechila mamish, as if he didn't. All of his affairs were taken away. One last point: Rizal was noig when the person gets to Vatom Hashem al Kol that he would give staka. There was a time to give staka when you get to the pasuk of Vatom Hashem al Kol. Okay.